This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Belarus's strongman president, Alexander Lukashenko, on Sunday praised Russian and Belarusian troops for their readiness to jointly defend the two countries as he oversaw massive military drills that have spooked some European Union countries. Russia and Belarus launched military drills on Friday involving about 200,000 personnel, one of Moscow's biggest exercises in recent years. Lukashenko says the two countries are ready to counter what he called, quote, hybrid aggression from the West, and he claims troops from Kazakhstan also took part in the drills. On the eve of the exercise, Putin said the Russian-Belarusian drills were, quote, not directed against anyone, and Lukashenko struck the same note on Sunday. Iran's atomic energy body said Sunday it will allow the UN nuclear watchdog to service monitoring cameras at Iranian nuclear sites after talks with the IAEA. The talks were aimed at easing a standoff between Tehran and the West, just as it threatens to escalate and scupper negotiations on reviving the Iran nuclear deal. The IAEA said earlier that there had been no progress on two key issues, explaining uranium traces found at old undeclared sites and getting urgent access to monitoring equipment so the agency can continue to keep track of parts of Iran's nuclear program as part of the 2015 deal. Separate indirect talks between the United States and Iran on both returning to compliance with the deal have been halted since June. Washington and its European allies have been urging hardline President Ebrahim Raisi's administration, which took office in August, to return to talks. This is VOA News. Britain's health minister said Sunday the British government has dropped a plan to make people show vaccine passports to enter crowded events such as nightclubs. The government had previously said these would be introduced at the end of this month, despite opposition from businesses in the sector and from some conservative MPs. Health Minister Saeed Javid announced the U-turn, telling the BBC the move is no longer necessary in the current virus situation, citing high vaccine uptake. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel implored Germans on Sunday to make use of a week-long COVID-19 vaccine campaign in which people can get a free jab at mosques, shops, and football pitches. The government is making a big push over concerns Germany's vaccination rate of around 62% will not be enough to stave off a winter wave of COVID-19 infections, especially due to the dominant Delta variant. Some 4 million people in Germany have suffered from COVID-19, and more than 90,000 people have died. Merkel said while it was good that some 66% of the population had one dose and 62% are fully vaccinated, case numbers are rising and most people who are hospitalized are not vaccinated. Soldiers are being deployed in southeastern Spain to join the battle against a major wildfire that's burning for a fourth day. It has destroyed more than 15,000 acres of forests and prompted fresh evacuations, bringing the total number of residents displaced to around 2,000. Fire officials have described Sunday as a key day for bringing the blaze under control. A combination of hot and dry temperatures with strong winds created a perfect storm, turning the blaze that started late on Wednesday into what a regional official described earlier this week as a, quote, hungry monster. Authorities say they have evidence of arson. Wildfires are common in southern Europe during the hot, dry summer months, but have been particularly numerous around the Mediterranean this year, worsened by the intense August heat waves. A typhoon drenched Taiwan with heavy rain Sunday as the storm center passed the island's east coast, heading for Shanghai. On the Chinese mainland, the government issued a typhoon warning for Shanghai and warned of possible torrential rains. Airline flights and train service in Taiwan were suspended Saturday as the storm approached. Taiwan's Weather Bureau says up to 13 centimeters or 5 inches of rain fell Sunday in some areas. Heavy rain also fell on Taipei, the capital, and on other parts of the island. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.